Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's cold. Sunny at 9 above. Sunny, 25 degrees right now.
It's enough to test your frosticles. As a friend of mine used to say, how are you this morning? It's Scott Spazano, Sandy Waters, here on 98.9 The Buzz. Hello.
Hello.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Oh, yay.
Oh, man. My right hand is freezing. My left hand is warm. What's going on? I don't know what's going on.
What do you do with your left hand?
I write with my left hand.
Oh, okay, okay. Is that what you do?
Maybe it's because I'm a little more active in my left hand today.
Okay. Just wasn't sure if you put your left hand somewhere.
I'm putting my right hand somewhere right now. Jeez.
Warm up that little.
I know. All right.
Hello.
It's going to be wicked chilly today. It's going to be topping out at 27. We're at it. This is it.
Awesome.
Yay. How about that snowfall yesterday? Was that fun with all the wind and stuff? Or didn't you notice because you were too busy?
It happened during the show.
Yeah.
And then right before the Christmas party, I'm like, oh, in my mind, the back of my mind, I'm thinking, how can I get out of this Christmas party?
Even
we just had the conversation on the air, how some people, the younger generation, they call in when the weather isn't the best.
Yeah.
But then it stopped and it looked really pretty, actually.
Yeah, but later in the after the afternoon.
But then after, then it was like, oh, it's so freaking cold and windy.
I think there's a blizzard warning down near Hamburg, whatchamacallit, like Dunkirk, Hamburg, along Lake Erie, blizzard warning. Wow. But that's the deal. That's the deal. Do you guys put salt in your driveway? Or you just like our sidewalks and that kind of stuff?
No.
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 Right.
No, I
have, but like it's weird because I've been like slowly over the last 3 months, like redoing my garage, right? Mm. Started with the workbench that I got and all that stuff. Remember my wife wanted me to move it and all that stuff. And I came across a big giant gallon shaker thing of salt or what do you call that? Snow, weird, they look like Dippin' Dots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I haven't used this in like forever, and I don't know why I ever did. I don't know. If you just keep the snow off, you know, things, then it doesn't freeze over and ice up and then stay there all year. That's all. That's all. That's all. Okay.
But we are not one of those people, and you might be, that loves it when your driveway is pristine black.
Yeah.
When everyone else is kind of snow covered, you see some tire tracks, but no, We're the people who it's kind of snow covered, see some tire tracks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Some of our neighbors, it's like, my goodness, it's summer on their driveway. It's so clean.
Luckily, my driveway faces south, so I get the good sun. Like, I always think it's funny because the guy across the street, they have snow for like 2 weeks longer than I do. It's on their yard because they're in the shadow.
Yeah. Same with us. I'm on the right side of the street.
Oh, you're on the south side?
Oh. Well, we face, let's see, east, but it's still our driveways.
Yeah. Okay.
Our driveway melts before.
Melts quick. Yeah. I love that. No, I hate it when you hit that little tire track and then everything else is black.
I know, but we always get it because I pull out before my husband can get to the driveway.
Right. Then it's all compacted and you got to get there and scrape it off.
It's my fault it gets all that way. Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
I know, but what are you going to do?
It's the aesthetics of homing home.
Yeah, you are that guy. You're the guy who likes the perfect black top with snow all around it.
Yeah, but luckily Mother Nature burns it off quickly and quick-ish enough. So that's the deal today. It's literally going to be 27 degrees all day today. You know, as far as like yesterday, not much. There's just tapering snow, if there's any out there, but it will remain breezy, and in the open areas it might be blowing and drifting. And then for your Saturday, quite a few clouds, still a chance of some snow. 33 degrees. So we're here, man. It's winter. Big up Italian Rihanna. That's her tune. Just want to throw it in there for you. Good morning. I'm Scott Spazio here. Sandy Waters there. What's up?
Okay, so yesterday at this time, we were saying that it was Scotty's birthday yesterday.
Yay.
Scott said, hey, you know what? We have our company Christmas party after the show today. Don't tell anyone it's my birthday. I want to see how many people come up to me. Yeah. I want to do a little experiment.
Yeah, just to
AKA
see if anybody...
AKA keeping score.
If anybody noticed, that's fine. Yeah. Basically, so, yeah.
Anyhow, go to our social media. Everybody saying to Scotty, the minute he walked in the door, because I walked in with you.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, oh my God, happy birthday, Scotty.
I know, it's very
so
nice.
So much love. It's so cute when you get attention.
Oh, God.
Because you
I
humbly
hate it.
Accept the attention, but you know you are loving it.
I know, I really do not like it.
You look like a little like 3-year old.
I was
Christmas.
Embarrassed, like my red face, the whole package.
Oh, it's so cute. Watch the video of everyone singing happy birthday. It's so
Oh, there's
cute.
A video?
There's a video of our let's see, on our story, it's just the singing, but then on Facebook and all the other social media platforms, it's the whole video of our conversation, and then at the end it's the singing.
Jeez.
But obviously, the parking people did not realize it was your birthday. Or maybe they did. Maybe that's a gift for you.
A gift? Do you want to do this? I have it in my hand. So we were told on the email for the party yesterday that they'll give us a code to put in after we park.
It's free parking.
Free parking, yeah.
Which last year,
it was free parking.
For the record, it truly was just that. You type in a code.
Same place.
Right.
Same place. So I come out to my car, and I had to leave early. The party started at noon. I got there about 5 after, right? About you? Same with you?
Mm-hmm.
And so 12:05, you and I walk in the door. I had to leave early because I had to get Ellie off the bus and all that stuff like that. So at 1 hour and 1 minute later, I go to my car. Well, wait a second. Before that, there was an announcement.
Yeah.
Moments before that saying, sorry, guys, we screwed up. It's $4. There's a free lot down the street if you want to move. So a bunch of people go out.
Well, this is what... Okay, so it was funny because it was interesting to see how many people just was like, yeah, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
And how many people rushed out the door, and then how many people hummed and hawed. And I was one of the people to like hum and haw because I know that I'm known to be cheap. So I'm like, if I rush out the door...
Oh, you want to keep your reputation up?
Yeah, well, I was like, maybe I'll slowly walk out the door. But a group of other girls were with me, and we're like, should we do it? Yeah, I ain't paying to come to a company
Christmas
party.
I don't mind paying $4. I mean, come
I
on.
Do. So... We went out, and there was the lady was there. This
what lady?
Sweet little lady with her parking
The parking lady. Okay.
The parking. I was going to say something. The parking vest that she had on, and she was taking pictures of cars. Huh. So we're walking into the lot, and some of the girls that I was with was like, wait, we're here.
We're leaving.
She goes, I'm sorry. I just have to take pictures. I'm just trying to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, wait, no, but we were told it was supposed to be free. We've only been here for like 10 minutes. We'll pay. Okay, it was more than 10 minutes.
It was an hour, yeah.
No, it wasn't an hour at that point. It was not an hour.
Oh, it wasn't.
But anyhow.
Okay.
So, and she goes, listen, I'm just taking pictures to see if your cars are validated. It's fine. You can pay it now. You guys are fine. Just pay it now. Do the QR code and go. And, like, I don't get this QR code. I don't get what you're doing. Like, I don't get this whole process. What is happening?
Yeah, so instead of, feel like, you know, putting a credit card into a machine and putting a ticket on your car, you scan a QR code and your license or something like that?
You're supposed to put in, because the parking lot next to Gines, because when I go to Gines, is the same thing. But Gines will take care of it for their customers. But the parking lot, that one was the one that everybody in the city was so ticked off that it changed to not free parking.
Right.
And now same as this lot. This lot has changed ownership too. So now it's the same situation where you put the QR code, you put your license plate, how long you're going to stay in that parking lot, and then you pay up front.
Okay, I see.
$5, and then it's like $4.97, and then every additional hour it'll charge you more,
right?
Whatever.
And then you're in the system.
So the lady's like, "I took a picture, and you haven't been here long enough because it's first half hour is free, then it's $1 every hour you stay after." So I'm like, "All right, fine, I'll just pay. It's freezing." So I put it in, and I go to her, and she's still taking pictures of cars. She goes, "So far, you guys are all okay." And I go to her and I go, listen, it's charging me $5, but you said the first half hour is free.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay for a half hour at my company Christmas party.
But wait, if every hour it's $1, it shouldn't have been $5. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. So I was asking. She goes, I don't know why it's showing you that you have to pay $5 when the first half hour is free. And then she goes, she's so sweet. She goes, listen, I'm just trying to do my job. And I go, I know you are. She goes, I even have to carry mace with me because people are starting to attack me in the city. I go, that's heartbreaking. She's an older lady. She's retired. I go, that's heartbreaking. She goes, listen, you are fine.
Yeah.
Go in. And then I just won't touch your car because you're fine. And I go, do you want me to get you a cookie? Because they were serving cookies at the company Christmas. She goes, oh, I'm fine. And then Scott comes in this morning and says,
I got a ticket on my windshield because I figured I'll just go out there and pay $4 right on the way out. I have and it's one of those gnarly, like receipts that are like paper thin.
You didn't
gross.
Come out with us, though. You stayed in, right?
Yeah, I didn't go out to move it because I'm like, I'll just pay the $4.
Right.
I don't care. I'll just pay the $4. It was free food. It evens out. At 1:06 p.m., under my license plate, make, color, and type of car, it says the subtotal, which is not a subtotal, it's the final total because it's the highest, for parking there and not paying is $69.97. What the actual F, people? What the actual F?
It doesn't even make sense.
Watch this. It's a compliance agent S. Burton. Fee, $50. Unpaid parking, $19.97. The hell? I wasn't there all day. I was there an hour and 6 minutes.
I don't understand how this works.
$69.97. Oh, it's got two asterisks by that. Do you know what those asterisks mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Tax not included.
Oh, God. What a money grab.
This place sucks.
Wait, I don't understand.
I'm going to call out Glide Parks Enforcement out of New Orleans. They must have driven all the way to Rochester to give me this ticket.
I don't understand because the lady said it was supposed to be the first half hour free and then $1 after that.
Wrong,
I don't know
wrong,
how
wrong.
You're...
Where did unpaid parking with $19.97... Where does $19.97 of unpaid parking come in?
I don't get it. But I do feel bad for the lady who has to, like... I don't.
Because she chose the job. So I don't feel bad.
Oh, but she should. Oh, okay. Well,
okay. Yeah. But I do feel bad because
$69 to go to the company Christmas party on your birthday.
Question. Give it to the boss?
Well, I was kind of put off that she didn't say, I'll take care of it once we found out that there is paying parking. Because if we were to do the top three ranking of the worst thing to pay for, that would be my number one, two, and three. I hate paying for parking. It hurts to pay for parking.
Yeah.
Especially to go to work. That drives me insane.
So what do I do? I tell you what. Make a deal with you. I'll give you $20 because you're the pro at calling people and pissing and moaning about money. So I'll give you $20 if you clear this ticket for me. Will you do the dispute?
I'll call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a number to call?
There's a phone number. There's a website to dispute. Please visit.
I will do it for free. I will not charge you.
My birthday present?
Yes, that's my gift to you. Now, I don't know how successful I'll be, but I'll try.
$70. Jesus.
I say totally give it to the
boss. Yeah, you know, that and the my number one would be the cameras on the expressway where they nail you for going up, you know.
Oh, I got those too. Wait, I want to change mine. That is so.
I got $200 worth of that. That's two tickets.
Okay. Those cameras, number one. Mm-hmm. Parking, number two. And then number three is both of those combined.
God.
Oh.
All right. God. So,
happy birthday.
That's the mood that I'm in today.
That's how we'll end this. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you. Chilly, snow tapering, breezy, blowing snow, open areas, 28 for the high. Do not despair. By Monday, Tuesday, close to 50.
Okay, perfect. Now, coming up in just a few minutes here, I don't know if this is the new way to be married. Is this the new thing that married couples do? Because I don't know if I like it. This younger generation is just changing everything.
You sound such like an old fart.
I know. Intentionally. God. Intentionally, I did that.
Spizzano and Sandy celebrating 25 years of Waking Up Rochester.
They're part of my daily life.
For 25 years.
I've literally been listening to them since I was a kid.
They're like part of me, you know?
Spizzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6 on 98.9 The Buzz.
I love The Buzz.
Hi! It's 98.9 The Buzz for Zanna and Sandy.
If you're just joining us here, Scott's going to be in a mood today because he got a $69 parking ticket that he does not deserve to get.
I mean, there's no way.
It's an error. It's something insane is happening. But anyhow,
I just didn't like, yeah. So and you know what? When I got it, just want to let you know, when I got it, I'm like, oh, crap. I just threw it on my seat. And I'm like, $70. I'm like, holy crap. And then now that I hadn't even talked to my wife about it yet, and now I talked to my work wife, and now I'm really up in arms.
Yeah, I'll call for you. I'll get that rectified, my friend.
If you bring it to zero, I'll give you $20.
Okay, so here is a question for you. I'm going to put it out there. Have you ever or known anyone to stay together in a relationship just for the kids during the holidays? Like, it's the holidays. This is not the time to break the news to the kids that we're getting a divorce. Let's just pretend everything is great here. Yeah. We're going to do it for the kids.
I don't. I did get divorced, and we didn't stay together for the kids because it wasn't around the holidays.
Okay, but I'm... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, no. I don't.
Okay, well, I just wanted to put that question out there. Mm-hmm. Because this is a thing now, apparently, a marital break. So Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake, did you hear they're on a marital break for the holidays?
For the holidays.
For the holidays. That's why I asked the question, do you know anybody who stayed together? You wanted to get divorced, but the timing was around the holidays, and you said, let's just push through the holidays.
Are they together? Are they doing...
Right. So Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake, marital break for the holidays. Emotionally, this is from an inside source. Mm. Jessica Biel initiated this. Emotionally, it'll be a relief for Jessica to get away from all the drama. So you might see her at one or two of his concerts to show like she's willing to support him. But privately, she's relieved to be having some space. This is just a break. This isn't a divorce. Have some space so she can take stock, catch up on her projects, see more friends. Emotionally, it'll be a relief to get away from all that drama.
They have kids, right? They do have kids?
Wait a minute. Now I don't know. I thought they did. Hold on. Do they not have kids?
I don't know. Listen, this is like a stupid Hollywood thing. This isn't a real people, like normal people thing. I've never heard of this before.
Oh, my God. Maybe they don't have kids. Why did I assume they had kids? Because then the conversation, because I was talking to somebody in the office about this. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is this marital break? Do people do that nowadays?
No.
They need space. And he was telling me how him and his first wife, they actually were separated, divorced. But because it was around the holidays, he goes, we waited till mid-January to tell the kids. So
didn't want to spoil the magic of Christmas.
Yeah. He goes, it was November when we were like, okay, we're done here.
Right.
And he goes, we faked it for the kids all of November, all of December. We put on our best act, slept in the same bed, like assumed that life was perfect. And then whack. Mid-January.
Wow. I'm not sure what's better, like seeing this thing, your kids seeing your marriage dissolve, or just like...
You can't do it around the holidays,
rip the Band-Aid off afterward.
But the timing, I feel like there's a delicate dance of when to tell the kids, and the holidays is not that time.
No, I agree. It's not that time.
You have to pretend everything is perfect.
But I don't see any, like... black and whitiness of this whole, like, how would the kids not know that you guys aren't getting along?
You have to fake it. I know.
Wait, way before that. I mean, it doesn't take like one day to not get along. It takes forever, and it erodes, and it gets worse, and then
so.
And there's no way the kids don't see that.
So here's the thing, and I feel very guilty every night when I do this, but I can't help myself. I have to get a good night's sleep. The older I get, the more I realize I need my sleep.
Yeah.
And I do not sleep in the same bed as my husband. And my kids, because he snores, and I get angry when I hear him snore now.
Yeah.
I don't elbow him anymore. I want to scream.
Where do you sleep?
Various areas of the house. So my kids actually said, listen, Ma, just be honest with us. Are you and Dad having trouble because you don't sleep? And I go, oh, my God, no. We are absolutely not. I just want to be selfish with my sleep. But if the kids were younger, I did tough it out when the kids were younger. I would never do that when the kids were younger
because
they do pick up on those little things. Now that my kids are old, I'm like, listen, your father snores and I can't stand it.
And he won't get a CPAP.
So, and it... he gets mad that I don't sleep in bed with him.
I'm bad. I need to. That's like my New Year's resolution is to redo my CPAP because mine is like done. So I want to get another one. They're like, you need a new prescription. So now I got to go to the doctor and do it. So I've been putting it off. My wife this morning, I wake up and she's on her phone. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I can't sleep. I'm like, why? She's like, you're snoring. And I didn't want to. She's like, I didn't want to be a bitch. I'm like, well, it's your birthday. I'm like, don't be like, hey, butt wipe, get out of bed. Just say, babe, can you go downstairs? That's all you got to do. Then I'd more than happy to go
downstairs. Yeah, but we feel guilty waking you up. Really, truly don't. Because I know when I'm sleeping in bed, my husband can't get a good night's sleep because he's thinking, oh my gosh, am I snoring and waking her up? So I actually do it because I want him to get a good night's sleep. I need a good night's sleep.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So anyhow, marital break, I guess, is the thing that, I don't know if it's
rich
a younger
Hollywood
generation.
People do.
Yeah, or just rich Hollywood people.
98.9 The Buzz.
Something I noticed on Nextdoor, and you really got to get on your Webster Nextdoor, because all the stuff that I talk about is like from Nextdoor, but it's on the west side. We need equal time here. But anyway, if you ever see good gossip on Nextdoor, your Nextdoor app, let us know. Quite a few people are asking for the same thing, and they want to gift it for the holidays. And I am just not sure how I feel about it, so I'm like, let me bring it up on the air.
Come on.
So many people I saw were like, hey, I'm looking for a kitten. Hey, I'm looking for a puppy because I want to surprise whoever for the holidays.
Really?
Giving a pet as a Christmas gift. Good or bad idea? How do you feel about it?
Here, let me push this button. And you'll find out. Nope.
An absolute, though?
No.
Have you been burned before by that? No, that's the right way to say it.
It's a temporary feeling that it's a commitment. A pet is a commitment for years, if not decade or more.
But it is cute when you see the videos of like the little gift and then the little moochie kid opens up the present and then a little puppy's inside. I mean, that is an adorable video.
It is, but
You would think there's some discussion beforehand.
I don't know. Yeah, but I guess. Yeah, but there seems to be lesser of a more of emotion than logic going into something like this. There might be some logic in discussion, but the emotion of it probably takes over. You know, it's like an impulse buy. You know,
did you ever give a pet as a gift? Anybody where you're like, oh God, that was the worst decision ever.
Or best, 818-2899. I think that in some cases it works out, yeah, but like...
Your chow with that girl that you were with at the time, where you said you had to have... What did you say you had to... Didn't you have a chow chow with girlfriend?
Yeah, we bought a chow chow. Yeah, my girlfriend Jody Rubenstein, remember her?
Together. Yeah. It wasn't a gift?
It was like 800 bucks. We split it. And then when she left, she left and we broke up, and she wanted me to give her half.
Half of the money.
Pay her off, keep the dog.
See? That's how it could go bad.
It always ends up, you know, animals are great, but it's a new relationship. It's an adjustment that it changes your life, and sometimes not for the good. And then all of a sudden you got Lollipop Farm saying, oh, we need people to come. And, you know, then they put them down because there's not enough people. There's too many like impulse buys for pets. I don't like this idea.
Okay. Well, if it's an impulse buy, I get it. You're right. That's not a good idea. But I don't know. I would think the majority of people who went to next door asking, hey, does anyone know of a good pet that you know, whatever, I can get it. I don't know why they went to next door. Why don't you just go to Lollipop? Okay, whatever. Anyhow.
So funny. I'm on my next door, and the first thing that comes up is, in need of a good home for my husky baby. He's a family dog, right? And then, hates cats, squirrels. Then the next one is, looking for a doggy daycare to take care of my dog. See what I mean? I'm serious.
Your phone is listening to us right now.
Yeah,
hey, it is. The person who's looking for a home for the husky, I'll pair them up with the person that I saw on Nextdoor in Greece, and we can make things happen. We can make Christmas magic happen.
I was talking to my cousin Patsy out in Santa Fe yesterday. Yeah. She called me for my birthday, and I was telling her about the new puppy and all that stuff like that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I had this one lady. This beautiful, cute little pug. He was so cute. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take him, because she already has a pug. And see, she told me a story about a week went by and she just could not. She had to give him back.
Oh, no.
Because the dog wasn't compatible with the household.
Oh, but that's so heartbreaking.
It is.
These poor puppies.
I know.
They don't want to be going house to house either.
No.
People don't.
Well, that's why I feel that people get pets during the holidays. Higher percentage of people that really think plan it out, da-da-da-da-da, is lower at around the holidays.
You think it's all because of those cute videos that we see?
It's the emotion. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
All right, here's the question. Does a boss who knows how to be playful get more out of their employees?
I think so. God, yeah. It seems to lessen the pressure of, you know, the level of boss and employee, you know, that giant void.
So it's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Spisano and Sandy. Yes. Thank you for joining us. 818-2899. You can always join in on the conversation or leave us a voice message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have noticed a more playful, fun side of the Buffalo Bills coach, Sean McDermott.
Thank God. He seems like a big stiff.
Well, they're saying, like, from dad joke Fridays now is a thing, I guess, to making snow angels on the field with Joshy after this past weekend's game, right?
That was the breakthrough, yeah, man.
So then it brings up the question that a lot of people have said is, okay, so is this, now I know there's many reasons why the Bills are doing so good, but is this a big, important one?
Yay, I hope so. We need a Super Bowl before I die.
Is this what's making things happen for the Bills? Because Shawnee's being so fun and jovial?
You know, it's funny because, like, you rarely get to see maybe one or two videos of locker room, you know, like the after pep talk and stuff like that. Do you see any of that stuff? Does that stuff come across?
Listen, this is as far as I go with talking football.
All right, yeah.
So,
like, the outer image of Sean McDermott, you know, seems to be very stiff, very, you know, very professional. I don't even want to say professional, but just kind of grumpy.
You're absolutely right. And that's what they're saying. Like, all of a sudden now you're seeing a different side of Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
A more playful, a more fun, a more relaxed, a more like, let's have fun. And then people are tying it to or connecting it to, oh, wait a minute. And now the team is doing better. Is that a very important quality of a leader? So now let's take it into our own worlds.
Very.
Do you work harder for that playful boss?
Absolutely. We got a great boss, right? Our latest program director, Dan. He's so approachable and so cool and playful. And also, it commands like respect in a way. I think it commands more respect than a hard-ass boss kind of person. You know what I'm saying?
You're the fun parent then, aren't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you're the fun parent.
Yeah,
There has to be. Can there be two fun parents in a household? 818-2899? I don't think so. Somebody, right? You can't have two fun parents in a household.
Why not?
I don't know if that...
You're very black and white in everything. You breathe black and white. I don't think that's true.
There are fun moments. Obviously, every parent has a fun moment with their kid. To be labeled the fun parent, I think there's only room for one. Otherwise, it's all chaos. There's like no structure, no discipline, no nothing.
Well, you don't have to be like loser fun parent. Let me guess. You're the fun parent.
Listen, I have fun times, but when we got to get down to business, we got to get down to business. I'm not one of those people, and maybe I envy those people who, in very high-stress situations, I'm not one to crack jokes. I'm one to stop wasting my time. Let's just get this freaking done.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like that's why we worked together for so long, for 25 years, because we were both the fun parent. Nothing would freaking get done.
We'd have better ratings.
Maybe. Listen, God, am I holding us back?
I want to see, like, ever since, like, Mr. Brightside became a thing at Bills Stadium, right? And just to see how people are, and the players all loosening up and dancing and singing and stuff, that's, I think, translatable into more success. And thank God Sean McDermott got out of his stiff butt thing.
And it comes with being seasoned too, right? And comfortable. So go into the office today if you have one of those tight-wad bosses like me. You know, I could never be a boss. And you tell them, look at Sean McDermott.
Loosen up.
Listen up!
Have fun. Come on, let's go out and do Snow Angels. 98.9 The Buzz. Happy Friday morning on Spisano and Sandy here. It's a chilly, chilly day. Only going to get up to 27. We're pretty much there right now.
So that's, and we've been doing it a lot too. We've been talking about the holidays and the excitement of the holidays and the joy and yay, 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 everything's fun and happy and woo. But then there's always, and I don't know if you feel this way too, whenever you're even wishing somebody happy holidays, there's a piece of you that's like, I hope they're happy during the holiday.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people where this is a very tough time for them. And there was a good friend of mine. This will be her very first holiday without her dad. And
oh,
he was a wonderful man. I mean, just a wonderful man. And they were such a close family that I know this is going to be really hard for her. And she posted something on her social.
Mm-hmm.
And it was said so perfectly that I don't know if she wrote it or if it was one of those like repost kind of things. Mm-hmm. But it was just so powerful that when I read it, I'm like, gosh, there's so many people who connect to this. And then I thought of you, Scotty, because the holidays are happy because you have a 5-year-old. But there's a piece of you that's missing.
There is. And we'll all experience it. As we get older and we lose relatives and parents and stuff like that and grandparents. And it's something that you just kind of like, you kind of think about and deal. Like yesterday was my birthday and I thought about my mom a lot because she passed years ago. And it's so weird. It was such a bad time trauma-ish thing that I don't even know what, I remember the date. It was November 14th. But I don't remember how many years ago it was because I just wipe it. It's just like I'd have to go and look, you know. And I don't, you know the little funeral cards you get.
I'd
have to literally go and look or look up, you know, to see what year she passed. So you kind of block it out, but it's still there's always a moment of pause where you're thinking, ah, man, I wish. You know, I wish Ellie had a grandma and grandpa on my side that she could, you know, because my mom. Always wanted a daughter. She got my wife, Jill, for a minute, you know, for about a year or two. And, you know, she always wanted a granddaughter.
I know. We were hanging up the Christmas ornaments that Abuela made, my husband's mom, mm-hmm. who passed and never met the kids. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was wild as we were hanging up the ornaments and I was telling the girls, these are Abuela's, you know, ornaments. And they know because we put them on the tree every year. Feliz Navidad mm-hmm. popped on the music box.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whatever we were playing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Spotify, whatever we were playing. And I was like, oh my God, because she's Abuela. She's from Spain. And then Feliz Navidad, that was a sign. It was exactly the same time that we were talking about her ornament, putting it on the tree, and then that popped on. We're like, oh, Abuela's wow. here. It was wild.
Do they be like, that's Abuela from Encanto?
Well, no, that's how we just, I mean, she's Spanish, so yes. it's Abuela. Yeah. So I don't know, Encanto, I don't know if we made that.
See, Ellie, like the first time she's ever heard the word Abuela.
Abuela
was from the movie Encanto from Disney. So, like, if we, any of our Spanish derivative friends or whatever, they're like, is that the abuela? No. That's her grandma.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But I just wanted to read, maybe not all of this, but just a piece of the post that she wrote. Because it was so, and I know it will connect with so many people listening right now, maybe even you, Scotty, she was like, for some people this time of year, you feel like a human version of a tangled Christmas light.
Mm.
Some days it feels like no matter how hard I try to stay organized, I'm still a mess of knots and loops, confused, overwhelmed, not sure where to start. My patient frays, my energy flickers, and I wonder if I'll ever shine the way I'm supposed to. But then I remember, tangled or not, I still light up the room. I'm still here doing my best, showing up for people who need me. And maybe that's the magic of being a mom, even in the chaos, even when I feel like I've lost my way. My kids look at me and only see the glow. They see the love I weave into everything I do, even when it doesn't feel perfect. And I was like, gosh, that probably connects with so many people.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I know. I know. So we're giving you a big hug if this is a tough time of year. If you feel like that human version of a tangled Christmas lights.
It's a perfect mind's eye. That's perfect visual.
Yeah.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. Hello, you, Spezzano and Sandy. I have a question, Sandy Waters. How long would you go out before, like when your kids were, you know, too old to wait by themselves to go down the bus? How long would you wait with the kids up front before the school bus comes?
Lucky me, never had to do that. No, my husband did that. I was at work. I'm at work.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. So how long would he go out? Any idea? Like 5-10 minutes beforehand, 6 minutes? Or will you look at the window and run out?
Bus would pick up, especially with the little moochies, right in front of our house.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you can see them from the front door. So it's inside then maybe in the garage, wait in the garage. And then I don't know.
In front of our house, we got this line of arborvitaes dividing the two properties. But the guy to my left, they're his bushes or something. So, like, they're tall. They're like 15 feet tall.
So you can't see when the bus is coming. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We get a good viewpoint of when any car pulls into the neighborhood. So, we're at a good position. But you, okay.
Yeah. So I got a text this morning from the school, and it's went a little something like this. Parents of students who ride bus number whatever, your student's bus is running approximately 10 minutes late this morning. We apologize for the inconvenience. So that was at 7:17, which is exactly when the bus is supposed to come.
Okay.
My wife goes out with Ellie.
Okay.
And she loves them. Right now, she's like, Snow! I want to play! I know they're out there like 10 minutes beforehand. So by at least 7:05, they're about outside.
Uh-huh.
This is reason you need to have your cell phone on you at all times, because I texted my wife that and I got no answer. So I figure they're going to be out there from 7:05 to 7:32 waiting and wondering what's going on.
So your wife doesn't bring her phone out?
No.
Side with
she leaves it everywhere. She never.
Oh yeah, I would too. I don't want to be tethered to my phone. So you're so
none
your
of us. None of us want to, but we have to because of stuff like this.
And so she was waiting outside thinking, oh, my God. Well, no, she probably thought, let me think. She probably thought, oh, my God, where's the bus? Am I late?
Where's the
Am
bus?
I early?
Where's the bus? Where's the bus?
And then, is there any neighbors, like next door neighbors that have little kids that they can all?
Three, four houses to the left and two houses to the right. To... Yeah. So it's like, and if, say, Sarah, three houses over, got the same text message at the exact same time I did. So they're not outside. They're not waiting.
Well, Jill's probably freaking out. Like, wait, right. I missed the bus. Is this not, that is the worst fear ever as a parent too. It's like, wait,
where's the bus?
Is there school? Did I miss the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Late?
All this goes
through
your head.
Did I forget to set my clock? Are we setting our clocks back? Forward? Wait.
And every second that bus is late, you're like focused on 1,000, 2,000, 1,000.
Right.
And minutes seem like hours. And it's 22 degrees out right now.
And you know she's going to, because we've heard enough of your story. She's going to get inside. She's going to see that text from the school, and she's going to yell at you.
Yeah, it's my fault. Just want to let you know.
I was waiting out there for so long.
And I go, bring your phone with you. Like, she'll go upstairs every single time. Like, phone's in the kitchen, she'll go upstairs. Like, she'll get a text. Like, it's because she's...
You are saying this story as if I'm going to agree with you. I am like your wife. I think most of us are like your wife. I don't want to hear the text. If I need a moment, I need a moment without my phone, and you can't find me.
It did... please
bring it
and
in the
annoy me
with you too.
Yeah, it did enchant me and also annoy me yesterday because it was my birthday. I got texts all day long, and I have my phone with me, and I'm like, look at that. See, if I would have answered all my texts this morning or last night, that's rude. So
no,
I went immediately.
You
thank you.
It.
I love you. Thank you.
Yes, I know. But do you really take the phone in the bathroom with you too when you're at home?
I set it on the counter.
When you're at home?
And inevitably, something will pop on my phone. Yeah.
Ew, I don't even want to touch your phone.
Yes, I do wipe my ass with it, Sandra.
Nice. 98.9, The Buzz.
Hey, can I ask a question? Why is it old man winter? And then, like, you know, like it's always like the negative stuff that's when it comes to, you know, weather, when guys' names, old man
well,
weather.
Old men tend to be a little angry.
I mean, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
You think of spring. But
I love it.
Old man winter. Oh, no.
It's a perfect segue into this conversation, too. Yeah. The reason why we all move back to Rochester.
It is 98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy, on this Friday morning. And old man winter is rearing his cold and ugly head at 27 degrees for the high today. And that's it.
So they say, even though it's so stinking cold here in Rochester, they say that this old house... Remember this old house?
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't it a TV show? Isn't
yeah, PBS.
TV show?
Yeah. It's famous.
Yeah. So they did this big survey, this big report, and they looked at 142 of the largest cities and found that Rochester, New York, us here, we are the best spot for aging in place.
Nice. Another Kevin Bacon moment we have here. Huh?
Uh-huh. You know, so many times you try to leave Rochester and something pulls you back. And then before you know it, you find yourself getting old here.
Old and dying here. That's fantastic. You know what the thing is? Like, I did that. I'm like, I can't wait to get out of this place. And I went to Boston, came back,
right.
And I'm like, boom, I can't wait to never leave.
And now this is your forever home.
Absolutely.
So they say that, so Rochester is the best spot for aging in place, which means a person decides to stay in their home instead of moving into a care facility as they age.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see.
Now, how funny is that? How many of you deal with that on a daily basis where your parents remind you, don't put me in a home?
It might
just be me, but my mother reminds me every day. Somehow she wedges it into the conversation.
Really? That much, huh? That often?
Oh, yeah. It might be an Italian thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe because we have a large Italian contingent here don't like to. And a lot of ethnic families don't like to send or don't want to send their parents off. You
right.
know?
I got to take care of mom. She took care of me all these years.
Yeah.
Right? And dad and whatever. So, but it was funny because I reacted the same way you did when I saw, oh, we're the best place to age. I was like, oh, that's nice. Rochester's so loving for the old people. And then when I kept reading it, it was like, yeah, because we refused to go to the nursing
homes.
To
the home.
But that's kind of cool to know that Rochester is a comfortable place to be.
Yeah.
To just stay in your house. And I guess they determine it based on, like, you know, how much it costs to live here, the cost of living, mm-hmm. and how easy it is to find a doctor and medical assistance. I mean, how many hospitals are there, right?
We're a great medical city, yeah.
But it said that it included overall the survey of 1,000 Americans age 65 or older found that 89% of seniors plan to age in place.
Wow.
And 45% refuse to move into a nursing home.
Is it a money thing or just a thing?
No, for my parents, it's not money. For my parents, it's just the comfort of their house.
Right. Oh, nice. So that, I mean, that really, if you think of it, it actually helps the economy, right?
Because
you've got the visiting nurse service kind of thing, you know, that people can come and get care in their home. That's huge for the economy. You know, you're still shopping Instacart at Wegmans. You don't have to go out anymore. Huh, yeah. Interesting.
So that's kind of cool. So yeah, Rochester, the best place for aging in place.
From the edge of your seat with a Blair Witch Project to the dawn of Wi-Fi, 1999 was a year of firsts, including the very first morning show with Spezzano and Sandy. 25 years of waking up Rochester. Spezzano and Sandy, weekday mornings starting at 6 on 98.9 The Buzz.
The Bills make me wanna shout.
Your Bills Mafia Ken's on for Bills Trivia. 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. Hi, buddy.
Good morning.
Now, was it Larry the last six times?
Yes.
Yeah. He's done. He finally won last week.
Yay, Larry. Oh, he's feeling good this morning.
The non-Bills fan. But we have a Bills fan on with us. Crystal's here. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
Good, excellent. This is for Avril Lavigne tickets. You're going to win anyways because you're the first caller through. But let's have some fun and pit both of our knowledge of Buffalo Bills together.
All right.
Okay.
Are you feeling intimidated, Scotty?
Yeah.
Because Crystal knows about the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Do you have season tickets, maybe?
We used to.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm already outranked. Ken? Ken, you there?
I'm here. You ready?
I am ready for today's trivia question. Go.
All right. What beloved former Bills wide receiver won a Super Bowl with the Rams in 2022?
Ooh.
And it's multiple choice.
Okay.
Yes. Sammy Watkins. John Brown. Cooper Kupp. And Robert Woods.
Okay. A, B, C, or D? What do you think, Crystal? I'll let you go first.
I think it's Robert Woods. D.
Robert Woods?
Well, now Crystal shouldn't have gone first. Now you're going to cheat.
No, I could have the same or I could have a different one, which
right.
I am.
Okay, what's your
I'm
answer?
Going with Cooper Kupp.
Scott, Cooper Kupp is the only one on the list who never played for the Bills.
I knew that.
Crystal, however, nailed it.
Crystal nailed it!
Yay, Crystal! It probably was so hard for you not to change your answer, Scotty.
Why did I say Cooper? Oh, you know what? That was my wife's favorite player, and oh my God.
Oh, was it? Yeah, really? Yeah. Okay, excuse.
Crystal's got a pair of tickets to Avril Lavigne in concert! Yay! Crystal! All right. Bills Mafia, Ken, let's do a little pre-analysis of the game. How are you feeling on this?
Okay, so this could be a trap game.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the Bills are pretty good at not falling into trap games, but the Rams are way better than their record indicates.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They're one of these up-and-down teams. They could beat anybody on any day, and they could look like junk and lose to anybody on any given day. It's just kind of how they've been.
So you say maybe close game?
I don't feel like we fall into the trap. I really feel like this team is just not, they just come ready to play no matter what.
Okay, all right.
So I got Buffalo 34-24.
Yes, I'll take that. Ooh. All right, let's do this. We'll see you next week, and let's just say like we always do as we kick off the weekend. Go Bills!
The Bills make me wanna. Go Bills!
Here we go.
The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time!
Have a great weekend. Keep the buzz on the free Odyssey app. And if you're getting your Christmas tree this weekend, have fun with that. And all I can say is have a great weekend. Happy Friday. You ready, Sandy?
Happy Friday, yes.
I'm ready. All right, you ready? Ready, Ken? It's time to kick.
Ready.
Off!
The weekend!
Yeah! You ready to jam out without interruption? Here at 98.9 The Buzz,
we're making that happen.
Join us every weekday morning at 9 for a music experience like no other. Commercial-free 98. Your favorite songs back-to-back. With no commercials for 98 minutes straight. We've got you covered. It's all about the music. No commercials. Just 98 minutes of commercial-free music. Every weekday morning starting at 9. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.